Yung from North, all night long, they'll be singing.
But meron dun, there's a big crowd in front of us.
No, it's not that. It's a very small dance, but he would dance himself.
But Meron? What's his name?
I don't know. Who's this? Anyway. Oh, it's all
gone. Is it not?
So that's what we were talking about, is that, yes. What is it? So, Cha-Cha told us what Cha-Cha looked like, because we heard so much of Cha-Cha, and Mama's spouse is so mad, but he all the time drinks tea. He was drinking tea so much, and you know, when Cha-Cha became must, he never left the premises of Khwaja Sahib. Means, yes, Ajmer, and that compound, he sat there in one corner, and nobody knew he was a must. So sitting there without eating, drinking, and for days like that. At last, someone's attention drew. He's there, not eating, drinking. Then somebody brought him tea. So tea took, but food he did not take. And the tea also he drank such a way that it all fell down on his shirt here. Every day tea. And the tea would dry up here. Of course, nobody could touch him. So the tea, for how many months and years, that detail I don't know. It must be in the Wayfarers written. But it got so to his skin that the shirt got stuck to his skin. The Baba had then washed him, brought him, cut away the shirt very gently. Baba did it and all that. I'd give him bath and whatnot. And when Baba went, blew us too, when we were there, in Ajmer. Hot water, everybody running with hot water pails. Baba washing the musk. It was really beautiful. So Cha-Cha, from that time we knew.
But you saw him in Ajmer?
No, not in Ajmer. No, we saw him in Satara, I think. Satara, yes, Satara. Baba and mustache in Satara. No. He hardly lifted his eyes to see. He had one gaze like that, no? Sometimes he must be looking, but when we went, he was looking one side like that. One way, how would you say? One way like that. Baba, he was sitting quiet like that, and so Baba said, "This is Cha-Cha." Just for half a minute, Baba let us stop there. Not much, not even half a minute, I think. Baba told us, "No, many women standing around staring, it wouldn't look nice." The musk may not like it. I don't know. He was not conscious of his surroundings. Still, Baba.
And
no, inside the room. It's Satara. The outhouses and garage and all that, and Satara, Baba opened the mustache. A few musts Baba had brought there. Worked there with musts. And many must stories are written in the Wayfarers, haven't you read? Then how one must gave a master, I think, to Baba. Then we were new with Baba, you know? Mirabar. We were all very, how do you say? We weren't very, very, how do you say? Very sharp. Anyway, we did our best, but somehow we were ignorant. not stupid, but ignorant. You know, very funny. We did our best, everything to do, you know, cook and wash and run about and fill water and everything, go to the well, wash our clothes there and all that, and then sweep around the compound, the house, the room, the veranda, and cook and everything, what do you call, cooking utensils, a tea thing, all day long we were busy. If not in the afternoon, then we had to clean the dal and rice and whatnot and so on. Anyway, when Baba had plain dal and rice, he told me to make chutney for him, you know, chutney. Naja was to cook and I would help, and then I had time, I must make the chutney. So I made chutney. But before that, Baba had given me orders that I must not eat chutney. I mustn't eat chutney, so all right, we didn't eat chutney. But then I had to make chutney for Baba. So made chutney, nice all ingredients, and sounded very happy about it, and I served it to Baba. Very well. Baba's always sitting on the floor, you know, on the carpet. There was not a stick of furniture. So I was eating, and then, "Where's chutney?" "Oh, yes, I brought chutney." And Baba took the chutney and said, "What? Is this chutney? What kind of chutney is this?" Baba said, "Who made this chutney?" Baba well knew I am. Baba said, "Who's made this chutney?" I said, "Baba, I made it." Baba said, "There's no salt in this chutney, and you want to put salt in it?" He said, no, Baba, I did put... But then Baba says, not enough salt. Chutney mustn't have enough salt because it's hot, so it has to have enough salt. And why didn't you taste it? I said, Baba, you told me not to eat chutney, so I did not taste it. No? Baba said, what? I've told you not to eat chutney means different thing, but you must taste what you give me to eat. You must have that care, that care and concern to see that it is tasty or not, is salt is proper. You know, it's something, you give me a proper thing, you know, chutney has to be right. Not just make that and you put in front of me and there's no salt in it. What is this? You must taste it before you put it. You must see that it is done perfectly and well. So this is why I'm saying we were a bit stupid like this. Baba teaches all these little things, you know. So then one day what happened was this. Yes, Baba was eating. Of course not, just to cook and this, just to be there. My mother was there. But then we served food, Baba and all. And then Baba was eating. Then Baba said, the doll has not enough doll rice. Want some salt on. Where's the salt cellar? So I gave them salt inside. I held it out to Baba like this. Baba says, this is the way you serve salt? I didn't know why, what was wrong. Baba said, put it down. When you give salt in each other's hand, those people quarrel. It's not right, they say. Baba especially wanted to say something. You know, Baba didn't believe in the superstition, but just like that for fun. I don't know for why. Baba anyway said, we quarrel if we give salt in each other's hand. All right, never mind. We quarrel every day. Baba said, give it in the hand and put it down the same. I was thinking, when do I quarrel with Baba every day? But Baba has something funny to say, you know? Oh, never mind, we quarrel every day. It's okay, give me the salt in my hand. You know? But it's not respectful to give salt like that. You must put it on the table and then, really, we always do that.
But what did you do? You handed
it? Yeah, I gave him the salt cellar instead of putting it down. Nice. So this is what I'm saying, we were stupid. not clever at all. So Mani says Baba liked us because we were stupid. We were clever, you know, Baba. We would have paid too much attention to Baba. I don't know what we would have done, you know. We were like that. Yes. And many such things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell about the time about the aarti. When you heard the men performing the aarti.
Yeah.
And then Baba came.
What was it?
You started to say one day.
And what was it? Yes, one day. Yes, when I told you that after coming staying with Baba, it was only 8 days, and then one day Baba said, came, and my mother was there, and Nadja was cooking, and Baba said, from today, you're my orderly, you know, Baba said. I said, what is orderly, Baba? I don't know what orderly. Baba said, you know the meaning of orderly? Baba knew that we had been to the English school, we must be knowing the meaning of orderly. Yeah. Baba said, you don't know the meaning of orderly? I said, no. Then Baba said, explained to me all his things in my keeping, all that, his clothes, everything. Take it from Gustaji and keep it and look after all. I said, yes, Baba. I was very happy. Then Baba, then after the same day or the next day, I don't remember, he said, my clothes also, you can wash my clothes. I can wash Baba's clothes. Because everything was very strict. Only Gustaji was allowed to touch this. Gustaji was allowed to do Baba's hair. Gustaji was allowed to wash his clothes. Everything Gustaji. And now, I couldn't believe my ears. I was so happy. Then I gathered Baba's, after Baba having bath, and I was very clothed and very proud. Oh, put in the pail and go to the well, you know, pull out the water ourselves in small buckets like that. And the stone parapet was a beautiful one. It's not at all what it is now, you know, it's all. The stones are taken away and I don't know what. The villagers must have stolen, I don't know what's happened. They were lovely stones.
So you can see.
Not very even. They were a little rough, but the whole parapet, broad, round stone parapet. So we brought the water, washed the stones clean, and on that stone, just there, we washed Baba's clothes.
Oh.
Yes. Otherwise, after that, we were being so fussy, and this patla, you know, stool like this.
Yeah.
Big stool that was meant for Baba's clothes. No must put anything, you know, dirty thing, greasy thing or anything. That's, we used to be so fussy, and here we were washing on the stone the very first time.
Next to the post office, there's a place to take baths.
Yes, inside the room, only in the bedroom.
Baba also
Baba also was no bathroom what to do. Yes. But near the doorway there was a little cement had come away from between two of these, what do you call these? Stones. Line of cement had come, so the water flowed out. So then one had to have a bath after the other one, but the water dried, then the other one. Then rather, what would you call it? Yes, that way. That's why the stay was not long in the short stay.
Would you take care of Baba's cup and plate?
Yes, everything then. Then water, I had to boil water for Baba, and that well water also boiled in a container. Bring it to boil for 3-4 minutes more, and then put the whole thing on a stool, high stool, that the dog or something may not come along and touch it. And so I have to tie it in a thin material around the thing, the lid. And when the wind comes and it should not blow away, or dust doesn't go in, something like that. And then when it cooled off, then we put it in that earthenware chatty to get it cool. And so Baba's earthenware chatty for drinking water was small, you know, just alone for Baba. And that was post office window was broad, sill. Inside the room there was a sill, not outside. Because the people in the post office had to work at the sill counter, like it was made that like broad sill. So on that, Baba's drinking water chatty was put in a little mug. So Baba would ask for water when, after eating and all that. But there was time that when he felt thirsty, he would come himself round that, you know, from behind, from outside, and take the water. And there were bars to the window, as I said, the bars, because it was post office. So through the bars, and take the lid off and take the water. And he said, Baba was drinking water.
When Baba would just sit on the veranda, and you all would sit around?
No, Baba had a seat on the veranda like this, and then there's, what do you call this? Like Baba, now that veranda is broad like this, till up to that green thing. So not that stool, what do you call it? Bench. Yeah. So the Mandali sat there. Just three, Gustaji, Naja's father and Padri, three of them were there with Baba when we first came to stay with Baba. Baba had sent most of them away. Means you know, Pendu was sent to Quetta. To work with the what is his name? Gauri's father had a very beautiful restaurant, you know, so he could work there. And the others, I don't know where they went. Anyway, they must have gone home with us. Only Padri, Pendu, not Pendu, was Gustaji, Naja's father, and Padri. Three were there when we with Baba. So Baba and the three Mandali, they all sleep on the open veranda without any mosquito net, anything. So, and then when winter came, it was so cold, and you know, how Baba could have slept now, I think of it. You know? And we were nicely cozy in the room. Yes. So wonderful, Baba, king of kings, you know, and then he was outside on a small bedding. Just and then, you know, when time the scorpion will come along, you have no idea. It's very dangerous to sleep without a mosquito net outside like that. Even a serpent could come in. If it's very cold, you know, they find a warm corner. No, it's very dangerous. Outside is so the wall, you know, this tatta, we call this tatta, this strips of bamboo. That wall, because the veranda was all open, but the wall was specially, Baba had it made, I think, before we came to stay. Wall here and wall there. And in the middle there were poles, but not these nice kind of, just no paint or varnish, nothing, just ordinary wood, you know, rough. Poles, two maybe, or three, I don't know, to protect this big roof that was mangrove tiles. It was very good condition. Only these things should have been painted and all that. Anyway, then Baba was seated against this one of these poles in the middle. In front, the Mandali ate in front of him, Baba here, and at the back side of Baba, we were. Not facing Baba, we were at the back. Back means not complete back, like this. If Baba's here, then he would be here, but back side. Backside means tatta, the two walls, the Mandali at this wall, we at this wall, middle Baba. We didn't eat together, near, close. Baba was rather strict that time.
When he asked about the chutney,
you were just sitting. No, that time it was not outside, it was inside the room. Our bedroom was very big. It's not a bedroom, it's the post office room that was used for bath and make kitchen. In one corner was made a kitchen, and tea was made there because Baba did not like tea made on wood. fire because the smoke, bubbling out, like the smell of smoke in the tea. So that was done on primus stove. So the one corner was a little kitchen. Kitchen means primus stove, a little shelf with few things on it, tea things and all that. And then there was that, and then one corner was there, something to put Baba's cups and saucers and all that. Later we had cups and saucers. Mug, Baba's mug. And the mug that Baba had this bath, the same mug Baba's washed his face in, and the same mug Baba had tea in that same mug. But of course we cleaned it all then. Jai Baba.
That's right. Eric Kahn's live at the same place.
Eric's father is a doctor. And
same place with his boys.
Ah. Be coming.
Also slept on the floor.
What?
You slept on the floor too?
Everybody knows to stick a furniture. We liked it when we were so young. What? We cared about anything. As long as we were with Baba. Baba was speaking, you know, so sweet. Singing and speaking, everything. And lovely it was. The next year, Baba kept silence. We did not know he was going to keep silence. We thought he was going to go on like this, you know, to hear Baba's beautiful voice singing, Baba talking, making a little joke or something. Oh, Jai Baba. Jai Baba. He was a forest officer. Forest ranger. That's the kind of officer he is. Meera, Meena, and.
Did you bring
Here's that veranda where the tato is here. Here's the
pulpit. Yes, this is right. What you've done is right. Yes, this is the front. This is the main road here. Yes.
Yes.
And Padri's place is here. Right. And the Dhuni is here,
that's,
yeah?
That's right.
This is the main road, and this is the field here. This is Luno Tata here, it's completely open. There's one little step here to get onto the thing. And no, this is wrong, you mean. No, just here like that. The poles are like this here and here. The poles were like here. So this is Tata, and this is Tata, and this is a narrow,
so what would you say,
passage going at back of this room.
Right.
So from this passage, then you can look into the room. But from here, people standing on the veranda, they can't look. There is no window here.
So where would you all sit? We
sat here to eat.
In the mandali?
And the mandali and this tata. And this wall here, the mandali sat here. We sat here and Baba would be one of these poles.
I see.
Okay. Cushioned against the pole. And then there was a opening here.
To go down.
There's tata here, but there's no tata here. Big square opening and a step here, and then you came from this step, came down into this room. Was there? And there was a window here, the window here, and there are three windows here.
Right.
Three windows. And so Baba's window here was drinking water. Baba would come from here, drink water, and go back on the veranda like that. Yes. You know, Ted Judson has made the whole thing. Yes, you get the whole idea from that. Have you seen? What would you call it? Model. Post office. Very tiny it is, but you get the idea. It is in the office, firstly, you call it?
Yeah.
The room, not the actually office room. It's this side. Yes. Where they have meetings and all that.
Yes.
Yes, where Bao's family is, next door to that. And you have to go into this narrow, it's not in the big room. You know that narrow room like that at the end there, he had sung Kawali songs there, sung on sitar and bhajans and the village people started to follow Baba, it was there. Baba gave prasad of shirts that we have stitched for the village people and prasad and all that. And many things Baba did there. And on that, when he was staying there, that time Baba gave the name Mehrabad, that place. Otherwise, we always knew it as Arangam. Arangam, we are going to Arangam for Baba Darshan. I still remember. You know, till 1923, it was still Arangam. It must be 1924. We must ask Padri. Because we were, you know, new with Baba, you know, we had just come with Baba. As I told you, Baba had from her mother, my mother, she'd call her because she wanted to come stay with Baba to serve and all that and so on, leave everything, whatever she had. Anyway, we came, so Baba kept his promise. He did call her first. She was the first, and with her was I. We became her very first years. But Baba called his old aunt to be company with us. And very first woman to stay in Mehrabad night and day. Baba had not allowed anybody to stay night and day. Even Gulmai, who knew Baba 2 years before we knew, and she used to visit the daytime and go back home. But
Your sister didn't go.
No, no, she's married and she's here. No. Adib says those were our rooms.
Is she your aunt? You, your mother, your aunt?
No, Baba's aunt. Daula, her name is Daula. Daula Masi. Masi means aunt. Daula Masi, Daula aunt. So she's very sweet, you know. She loved Baba very dearly. So my mother and Daula Masi, both of them, Baba's aunt and my mother, they knew to cook. So there was quite a number of mandli in the post office. This post office is still there, near the railway line. It is there, you know, where you cross the railway line to go up the hill. On this side, you see the rubble, but there are a few trees growing also, and there's the land, on the ground, there's a height like that, you know. There is post office. But they dug out, I don't know what, even the, what do you call it, the foundation, everything. It's a real pity. It was a good condition, the whole thing was. Baba told, somebody sent somebody to say not to have it pulled down, but they would not listen. They said, if you don't have it pulled down yourself, we'll come and do it, they said. So we had to do it ourselves, because if they do it, then it's not nice, because they will be breaking the tiles. They won't care.
Oh, they won't say?
So it was a pity that way. Baba used that place so much. Huh?
Didn't you say that those stones were used in the tomb?
I told Mani, what happened to the post office, all these stones and walls and whatever there. Then we asked Padri and Pendu, they said, this is used for making Baba's Samadhi room. This is what they told me. I don't remember it being rough inside also, outside also, but it must be.
It could have been dressed.
Yeah. So it was all very good condition, high ceiling and wooden ceiling side and mangrove tiles, everything very nice, but rather near the railway line. So all these years I stayed there till 1938, and then they had gave orders. But it was British government, and then they wouldn't listen to Baba not to have pulled down, so they had it pulled down. It's a real pity. And so the British had to leave India, wasn't it? No, one thing also, another thing happened. Baba was going to the West, you know? Baba was going to the West, and that time he had to go to Karachi, I think, for what, I don't know, and there is passport signature, something like that,
no? No, he wanted a passport, he was in Karachi to go to, I think, Iran, and in Karachi they said, you must sign. And Baba said, I won't sign. Said, I don't sign, because he doesn't sign. And they said, you must sign. And they
Baba
said,
they won't listen to me, they make me sign the downfall of the British Empire. That's what Baba said. But really, British Empire became very small.
That was in 1930.
Yes, because British Empire was so great, India and all up to even Australia now is ruling itself. It is in the Commonwealth, but all has much changed. Britain has become small now.
And England is so poor.
England is poor. Mm.
Have you heard
that, you know? I don't think so. But Maharaj did say, you know, in those days it was also primitive, and so like this, so like that. And Never anybody dreamt of Westerners, you know. But he said that there will be time that Westerners will come to Sakori also. And Baba did take them to Sakori. You know, Americans and Australians, and they did go. He just hunted, okay, don't get frightened, just do this. Yes. So, about the British Empire, it's pretty. At school, we were taught all nice songs about British, you know. Britain rules the waves. Rule Britannia, Britannia rules the waves. And then what comes? Britain shall never be slaves or something. British will never, Britain. Yes.
Never
will be slaves. Right, you are.
We used to sing instead of rule Britannia.
It's not the same. Human nature is full of this thing. Fun means. This what Baba liked is humor, you know. You know what happened when Gandhi was. when Gandhi was getting in power and all that, and he was. Struggling for home rule, yes, independence and all that. So the Parsis were not for Gandhi, you know. They were for the British. They liked the British. And so the Parsis would follow British fashion, you know. Parsi girls, you know, wear dresses and all, make hair like the Parsi, like British girls, you know. So the Hindus, they didn't like it. Because the Parsis, they're all trying to mix with the, you know, follow British. Still, that's why they have a real thing for Parsis. What would you call it? I don't know. Spite? I know, whatever. I mean, they don't have a good feeling for Parsis. So even Gavir said in her class, when this movement was taking place, you know, in those days, there used to be processions of certain amount of people, you know, all these Indian men, they would gather together, and on the road they would go singing all these songs about against Britain. I mean, British means they were singing about themselves. I don't know what they sang. Anyway, they sang that we'll have a rule and we will have it. And now, Topiwala is the one who wears hat, you know. So the Topiwala has become the Kathiwala, because, you know, when they were breaking rules, disobey the rules of the government or something. Then what can they do? So these policemen were told to beat them with sticks. So they used to get beating with the sticks. So they said the Topiwala, the one who wears topis, become the Kathiwala. Has become the one who hits with the stick. It's a funny song, and they used to instill this feeling in people to fight for their independence and all this. So what I want to say, the Parsis were for the British, you see, but they could not say much. But they didn't go in the procession. One or two Parsi, maybe you could see a woman, but just one or two women, you know. Yeah. So it's very nice. So these Parsi students, boys, made up a song, but I can't sing the song, you won't know the meaning, but something making... mocking a little bit of Gandhi, mocking him, you know. Mocking means mocking words in the song. It was not nice, but in Gujarati song, so the Hindus did not listen, but they must have heard somewhere. They still got more spiteful against the Parsis. And now, when Gavir was learning in the studying in the college, you know, there were students, and students are grown up, they're not, anyway. They're a bit like that. So these Hindu students will tell Gavir and the one or two other Parsi girls, whoever they were, Irani Parsi, says, you wait, let the rule you call the ruling of the country, what is God? Let India come in our hands, we'll show you, the Parsis will show you. This is what they, it's just, boys, you know, these, what do you call them, students?
Yeah.
They would tell the Parsi students, let the rule come in our hands, and we'll show you. We'll show you. We Parsis will show it to you. And then show you means we'll be nasty with you or something like that.
So, how was Baba?
Yeah, Jeevaba.
Jeevaba.
What?
Did you think Baba wanted them, the Indians, to come and challenge?
I didn't hear anything, but Maharaj said something that they want to do this ruling, or what is, they want to take the rule in the hands, but they won't know how to rule. This is what they said. Upasana Maharaj said.
Seems to be true.
It's true. And it is true. You know, as soon as they got the thing in the hand, you know, what do you call it? The government, the rule, the whole thing. Instead of starting to do it in a nice way, there were many intelligent Parsis who were fit for the post. But Parsis, they must not give good high posts. Only the Hindus must have the high posts. And there were not many Hindus who were highly educated, you know. So never mind, they gave him, as long as he is holding the high post and having the high salary, all the Hindus must, this is Gandhi's, what would you call it? This is Gandhi's uncle, this is Gandhi's son-in-law, this is Gandhi's, and this is Nehru, so-and-so, this. So all these people must have post and hold the, is that true?
Yes.
So Baba has to stay in such a place. If it was a beautiful place, then all the Western lovers would come and want to settle here. Wouldn't that be? Yes, they would love to come here. But it's so that, but it has to be so much love that again and again they like to come. That is Baba's test. But what I said was this to Baba one day. I said, Baba, in a long time, I said, Baba, how do you like Ahmednagar to come and settle here and make headquarters in Mehrabad? It's all dry and drab, and Ahmednagar is such a place. Why, how did you like Ahmednagar, Baba? Why did you come to Ahmednagar after all the other nice places in India? Baba said, yes, it's true. it's true, Baba said. This means, yes, it's true. You know, I made a mistake at the time of Jesus. I made a mistake. I made a mistake this time also. But next time I remember, Baba said. Baba is so sweet. He always a ready answer. Next time, Baba will be born in some nice place when we'll be with him. Nice place. But Pune is a nice place. What is wrong with Pune? Yes, that's the best city. It's better than Bombay or even Calcutta. It's big, but it's, I really like it.
Bangalore.
But then Baba said about the scar. He said it's so nice.
No, Baba said lovely colors. Like the flowers are very beautiful. The things to see. I can see they're very beautiful. They look very beautiful. I like them, Baba says, all the flowers and all that. So I said, but Baba, it's not easy to bring up a flower garden here because the soil is so poor and we have to bring soil from the lake. Nobody can let us take soil from there and feed. You can't do that. You have to bring from so far away. These boys have to harness themselves to a cart, you know, and one is pulling, the other pushing, and from far they bring. And such a lot of trouble you have to go through to make a nice flower garden. It's not easy to bring to garden. The soil is so poor. I said, Baba. Baba said, that's how I like it, you know. The soil is poor and you all have to work hard in it, put so much love and work in it, and you have to bring the soil from far. Baba said, naughty. Baba said, that is why I appreciate the garden, Baba says. Because you have to work so hard and then the flowers come out. Baba said, what's use? If the soil was good and you just put in a few seeds, water it. And so easily the garden comes, I wouldn't have appreciated that. This is how I like it and I appreciate it. See, now Baba always had a ready answer. So I never complain again that this soil is poor. Of course, see the soil, how poor it is, white soil. Because the slope, you know, these two hills here, and the slopes, and so the water of the rain, when it rains hard, over here, rain hard. And we can actually see the water flowing away fast. So the top soil has been washed away from years and years. The soil must have been that hard. It's been washed away and come to this hard soil which stays now. I wonder how these trees are still living. Because God is only keeping them alive. Because there's no nourishment in the soil. Yes, Janet knows. Yes. I come and sing, let us.
It's what?
Never mind, one song. Which song you sing? It says David Mer.
That one. First, we're doing the salt with Baba and washing his clothes. And
yeah.
His very, very first stories. Can you remember any of those? Any, can you remember any more of those?
Yes. At this point, blank just now. I would have to think about that.
Yeah, interesting.
Yes, one thing. I told that before. It was not, Baba, isn't it? in the story, I mean. What happened was this, you know, we had come from Quetta, Baba had gone to Quetta with the Mandali, and then he told us women means, as I told you, very first to stay in Mela, bad night and day, was my mother, myself, and Baba's aunt. So Baba told us that he's going to Quetta with the Mandali, and we women must come after 4 or 6 days, because then Baba's going to stay in Bombay, and then from there, when he starts for Quetta, then we must come to Bombay, because in the same house with cautious stays, you know, and that Baba is to stay, because in those days, there are no other Baba lovers. And so, anyway, Baba always stayed in that house. So that place has to be vacated to, for us to stay there. Otherwise, Baba and Mandali being there, be there. Baba doesn't like it either. So, that's this thing of it. But after coming from Quetta, then we Baba told us to wait in Ahmednagar. Because we were not going home now. We had left home. So we went in Ahmednagar. And we waited there. And as I told you there, Baba is... Then Baba is to come to Mehrabad and stay there for 8 days, 10 days, and then go back touring around India, wherever he wanted to go. I don't know where he went, Baba, Ajmer Sharif, and I don't know. You know, all important places, Banaras and other places, for his own reasons, he's to tour, and then come back to Bombay for a few days, Pune, and then again to Mehrabad. When Baba came to Mehrabad, he sent word to say that he's come to Mehrabad, we can come for his darshan. So, Gulmai, you know, Adi's mother, she used to go in her own. In those days, there were no cars or anything. We had little private tongas. So, she used to go in tonga, and we also in the tonga, and so on. But that time, Baba told us to, you know, I was talking with the elders, and Baba turned around to us girls, made 2-3 of us. Adi's sister was there, Dolly, myself, and Kaushik. So we were, Baba said, what do you do all day? And so we were sitting and reading, and Kaushik tells the story of Manjari Meem and other things, bathing and washing, whatever we had to do, and so on. So Baba says, no, you have to take a photo and concentrate on the photo, saying, yes, done, yes, done. And Baba told us to meditate for half an hour, and if our minds, and we must concentrate, and if our minds wander, they might not to be the same. Worry about it, again bring it back and concentrate on pictures. So then we got an idea that we have thoughts also that wander also, we can bring them back to where we wanted, you know, like that. Baba's thoughts and so on. We can take any photo, Sylvester or Baba's photo. So we were quite happy and all that. Then Baba also told us to do writing 1 hour, yes done, small writing many 100 times and say the word. And so we were quite happy and proud of Baba's giving us such a lovely order. And we had, so when we got, went home, we bought these pads and pencils we sent for and so on. And we sit in that corner and say, we must not disturb each other, and we go to concentrate. We're feeling so important. And then I have no idea. It was new, no, very new and young. So it was all very exciting. yes, very lovely. Anyway, then, those were the times when Baba used to come and go to Mehrabad, was not staying permanently. I told my mother when he lived, decided to stay permanently in Mehrabad, then Baba will call my mother to stay with her, stay in Mehrabad, as he promised. So my mother was first one to actually come to Mehrabad to stay with her. We 4 girls joined. From here, myself and Khoshid, and from Pune, Naja, and Baba's big brother's wife, or she, sister-in-law. And so Baba's had invited them to come and stay. But both of them also loved Baba. Now what happened was this. So when we were in Ahmednagar before coming, we knew we were going to come to Baba. So Kaushik didn't just tell me. We had a broken gramophone in the night. We used to play gramophone. We had fun with girls. Tell stories and sit around. Sometimes we made the room dark and sit like this, you know. And then, some days before we went to Baba, there were some days before that, maybe a month or so, I don't know. Anyway, Kashi said, you know, we are going to stay with Baba. We mustn't have too much, we must do without, what do you call it? Comforts, and so on. So we must, what comforts to give up, you know? So my Kashi said, we sleep without pillows, you know, lay our heads on hard ground, and so, you know, like fakirs. I said, yes, that's a good idea. So we both do without pillows. And being a little bit warm, climate was okay, but we had a hard, what do you call it, sadri, you don't know sadri? Sadri, what is sadri, Baba? Sadri was, you know, it's a straw, you know, you have seen the tomb. Have you seen the thing, straw thing that called sadri? So we had that, so being warm, we should be a sadri, and no pillow, the hard thing, so shoulders poking us here and like that, but we had to put up with that, you know, we're going to stay with Baba, so it was very funny. Because it was all right, Baba told us, but this was, anyway, we're doing that. And now when we had to come to Baba, we had, now orders to come to stay with Baba and all that, that was, I told you, you know, when the shirts were finished stitching, about 100, see, Baba. Jai Baba. So, yes, as Baba had said, stitch shirts for the poor of the village, you know, the shirts for little children that high. Then the men also, so we, three of us, my mother had to buy the material in the bazaar, and she used to cut the things out and put them together, and we had to stitch and so on. And then every time Baba came to Mirabai, Baba would ask us, how many have you finished doing? And so we would stitching. We would say, oh Baba, there's only 25. I was only 25? No, I want more. So next time Baba came, he said, oh Baba, 65. And Baba said, no, that's enough. Not enough. And next time when Baba came, he said, about 100 or something. Must be that number. Baba said, yes, that's right. It's the right number. And so Baba, happy Baba, told my mother to send the lot in the bullock cart with prasad, to give prasad. Baba did not just give, Baba always wanted something to eat, to give others to eat something, because they love that, you know, villagers are yes. So that prasad was bought is peanuts, puff rice, and chickpeas, all baked and in big sacks, gunny sacks, three sacks full all. And bullock cart with short stacks of shirts, you know, grown-up shirts and so on, all the size, different sizes, and they're all quite heavy and all that in the bullock cart. We went to to Mehrabad, and then we were told to come by 4 o'clock or something. So we went there by 4 o'clock, I think. And then when Baba was playing, and Baba sent for the villagers to come, children and women, all they all very happy. They all sitting around Baba, and Baba was sitting playing the drum and singing very beautifully, bhajan and so on. When we came, Baba said to wait 2 minutes. Baba finished his song, and so, and of course Baba came and said, "Which is what?" And so we opened the shirts, and Padri was told to open the sacks, you know, they were stitched. And so on. And then Baba gave each one a, you know, a little child sitting in the mother's lap. Baba called the child, and the little child came. Baba gave the little shirt with the prasad on it, and the child was so happy, ran to his mother, you know. It was so sweet to see them. And the mother was already happy to share her new shirt. They were very poor, the children went half naked like that, you know. And then another child, so on, that high, all the men also gave Baba, give them twice like this, you know. And all, it all fall on the ground, so much prasad Baba would give. When Baba gives, he gives plenty. But then what happened was, after that, Baba said, now after all this finished, they said Baba's jai, and they started going, Baba said, now you leave for that. You go back to the village now, go home. So they went home, children shouting Baba's jai, and shouting, laughing and happy. And elders sitting there and talking, laughing, very happy crowd. So Baba turned to my mother and said, see how happy they are. I said, yes. Baba said, I always love to see others happy. Like that. No, they're happy, I feel happy. And you feel happy? My mother said, yes, Baba. So then Baba then told us to come after 2 days to get back and come to stay in Mehrabad after 2 days. So we all came. But because we came now, that day, and you know, we were with our, of course, we had to bring our full, what you call it, bedding with mattress and what you call it, a blanket and counterpane, bed sheets and whatever. We had the roll, and we were told to go in the room. Baba said, then get settled there and so on. Baba was outside with them, others talking. And we went in and we started putting our things away. And Baba came, said, Baba, Baba came to us and said, have you proper beddings? Yes, Baba, he said. Let me see. So we opened the bedding and all that. We hadn't brought our pillows inside. So Baba opened the bedding. Baba said, where is the pillow? We don't use pillow, Baba. Baba said, why not use pillows? Then how can you say that we want to be like fakirs and all this? We see that Baba is surprised that they were not using pillows. Baba said, who do not use pillows? Why aren't you using pillows? I looked at Kaushal, looked at me, and now we